Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Quorum That Never Was, the second part of our journey. We're still in the early days of this one, but we kind of have our technique down thanks to the rest of the Creature Quorum. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
I'm Alan Ibrahim from Chats and Scanline Media.
And we're here to talk about the beasties and boosties? I don't know, there needs to be some sort of...
Basties.
Sure, of Kingdom Hearts. We're still in Kingdom Hearts 1. Are you excited?
I've been thinking about Sora's big pants and big shoes for a while, so yeah, I would say I'm definitely excited to talk about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh shit, I'm getting a... okay, hang on, we're getting a call. I should get it back up going.
Now
oh god!
Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, so what's this... What the Pokemon, right?
No, this one's Kingdom Hearts.
You're a little late.
Okay, so is that a monster hunt? Munhunting.
No, that one's kind of on hold till one of our co-hosts is ever free, ever.
Oh.
This is Kingdom Hearts, as I said. The Kingdom Hearts? You know, with
the Kingdom?
This, you know, Mickey Mouse.
Okay, for hearts, okay. And what? So there's hearts, right?
Uh-huh.
What is the conceit of Kingdom Hearts? Because it's like Disney?
Okay, a kid named Sora with big shoes lives on Destiny Island with his friends Riku and Kairi and Final Fantasy characters. One day he gets isekai'd.
Right.
Oh my god, I got to see Six!
Oh my god, it's Six!
Let's go! Sorry, Six turns our camera on.
That's exciting. It really is.
Sora gets isekai'd to the city of the small town of Traverse Town, and from there is taken by a task given to him by King Mickey on a magical adventure to stop a bad magician named Ansem by going to different Disney-themed worlds and freeing the princesses of heart or something using his weapon, the Keyblade, which is a blade shaped like a key. And he's guided there by Donald and Goofy.
Okay, and just that is different than a Beyblade, right?
It's basically a Beyblade.
It's different from a Beyblade until Kingdom Hearts 3 when you get form changes.
And then it's just a Beyblade.
And then it's a Beyblade. That's excellent. Okay, and this is different than the TV show Too Hot to Handle, right?
It's so similar.
I don't know.
It's so similar.
Oh, okay. Okay. I feel like I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, we're talking about the Bareru Supaida, I think, is next up on the... That's what it sounds like.
I never thought about the fact that he gets isekai'd, but I guess that's just true.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because Destiny Islands doesn't seem like our normal world. That's why it doesn't seem like an isekai... situation.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and also, like, if you were, like, if you, Alan, were punched and then, knocked out, and they loaded you onto a ship and flew to another island, another planet, and you woke up on another planet, technically you've been isekai.
That's an isekai. To me?
That's an isekai.
How small can we go before it's isekai? Like, I've driven Alan before, right, from place to place. It was essentially a different world between, you know, the two domiciles. But
The tricky thing is, the term isekai means like to another world, right? So you couldn't take Alan from their house to your house. But if Alan woke up in Disneyland inside the It's a Small World ride, that would count.
That's
a new world.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know.
Disney
like,
World, of course.
What? I feel like world is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Oh.
In a way. No? Oh,
no.
It's not. Oh, okay.
I didn't consider that. I was wrong.
Alan.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Classic mistake.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Alan did have their phone. So in a way, would you say that you were kind of in another world with your smartphone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're saying when you transported me. Yes.
Right. Right. When I was the transporter. Featuring Jason Bateman.
When I started a Patreon and started giving out takes whenever someone gave me money, I was basically reborn as a vending machine.
You could be making that one up or not. That's the.
Oh, no, that's a real one. Hello, Nicholas. Welcome to the show.
After
five minutes of vamping.
Yeah, is this the first Kingdom Hearts episode you guys are doing?
This is the second one. Number two.
And how was the first one? If we can just, do a little retrospective.
It was so long ago.
I mean, it was a long time ago. I think we were still figuring out the format, right? But and what we expect from Kingdom Hearts. I mean, Kingdom Hearts is a land of contrast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have ones where it's like a monster can just be a fat joke, or it can be like a girl monkey with hoop earrings, and you're like, damn. So
okay, yeah, I mean, you know, or it can be monstrous.
It could be a barrel spider, like the barrel spider.
The barrel spider, and if I remember correctly, or maybe this is just the bottle crow segment based on this podcast, you're ranking all of the monsters. Like, you ranked all the Pokemon and Digimon. No, that's our segment. And eventually, it's like a tournament, right? So you're going to loop back around and eventually find the best combination Pokemon.
So this isn't how this works monster? Or the segment on Bottle Crow works,
We're
actually.
Creating a more perfect list of monsters from Kingdom of from their respective games. So we made a more perfect list of Monster Hunter monsters, a more perfect Pokédex, and a more perfect Kingdom Hearts.
And a more perfect union.
Imagine that the Pokemon company came to us with the list of Pokemon, and we were like, this is nice, but you need to edit it down, and we're suggesting cuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true, I feel like. That's just, I mean, you know, objectively true.
Right, right. I feel that way as well, yes. Mm-hmm. Subjectively, I feel that it is objectively true, yes. So,
okay. I understand. Right.
The barrel spider is a, is what if a spider, instead of a body, had a big barrel with an eyeball poking out?
But it's still a spider.
Yeah, well, it's got four legs. Is it a quad yeah. quadrupeder?
So wait, it's a four-legged spider, yeah. But it's a barrel.
Yeah.
Caller, you should pull this up on your computer that you clearly have, right? Caller. You should pull this up on your uh-huh. computer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry, no, I'm on the flip phone here, the Razer. Oh, I don't have good service.
That's my first cell phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or is it like the Nokia, like the indestructible Nokia?
Yeah, I got I also went Nokia to Razer. That was also my route.
I didn't have my own Nokia. I was too young, but my aunt and uncle had a Nokia that they didn't use, and they would let me play with it at their house to play the games. So I'd play Snake, mm-hmm. whatever my we'd go visit mm-hmm. my aunt.
Oh, Snake. There was a really good Fly game Ribbon? On Fly one Ribbon? Of those Nokias.
Which one's Fly Ribbon?
Fly Ribbon's basically Flappy Bird.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, even a different one. There's like levels and everything.
Hmm.
No,
it was really
I
exciting.
Played one of the it's like a space shooter now, with levels. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a world in which we do the Nokia Quorum?
It's like seven games. No. It would be 5 minutes. It would be half of an episode.
Well, I mean, you could still improve it, you know, from seven. I can't count to seven on my hand.
Here I go. I made it for you. Snake, Fly Ribbon, Tetris, and the space game. It's every good
okay, so four. That's good. It had Tetris on it?
Probably. Everything had Tetris on. I have Tetris. You can play Tetris, Tetris on my it. Ass. Like.
Oh. Okay. How does that work?
What do we think about the barrel spider? I want to bring it back.
Yeah, I'm interested.
That's what the show is. What do you mean I'm interested? Especially. I'm interested in you guys following your normal format. Yeah, yeah. The barrel spider is in... What world is this? Are we still in Agrabah?
I think this first is in Agrabah, yeah.
Oh, it says Monstro.
Oh, no, Monstro. Monstro. Monstro, that's
one
right.
of the worst levels in the game.
Monstro's real bad. Oh. It's just very, like, maze-like and has obnoxious platforming, and it's just a bunch of samey rooms with dumb jumps, and it's not great.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be the inside of a whale, and they were like, how do we turn the inside of a whale into an action RPG? And the answer is badly.
I mean, Zelda. Oh, but it's not RPG. I don't know.
That's true, though. They do. I mean, that level in Majora's Mask is pretty decent. They do it.
It's all right. I mean, you're carrying around a princess all the time.
Ocarina.
Yeah, that's true. Or is that Ocarina?
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, Jabu Jabu, yeah.
Oh, I haven't played either one.
Jabu Jabu the Hutt.
Mm-hmm. That's not true. I played the first, like, 2 hour and a half of Majora's Mask. Anyways,
for anyone listening to this podcast, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
anyway,
as usual,
I actually think the barrel spider's okay. I like the, like, because of how Heartless are made, I like the fact that this isn't actually a spider. It's called a spider, like the way you would call a Mega Man boss, like metal spider or whatever the hell, right? But he's like just a guy. Because this is four legs, and then inside that barrel is not a spider body, it's a bunch of darkness with yellow eyes. And so it's like, okay. It's not creepy in the way a spider can be. So, I mean, it is kind of creepy.
Is there a better name you could come up with for it? Or no, you it's perfect just the way it is. Girl, you're amazing just the way you are.
I would probably call it a barrel mimic.
Yeah.
A
Mimikyu.
Mimic is the Pokemon, right?
Mimikyu Dayo.
Mimikyu.
Well, I mean, sure, there's Mimikyu. I was referring to just the fantasy concept of a mimic.
The concept of a mimic, you know, from D&D 1.0.
D&D, Dark Souls, if you're that kind of person, Final Fantasy, just kind of anything where there is like a sword and also sorcery.
I was Googling if having four legs makes it no longer a spider. It is still a spider. There are in real life. And also spiders can lose a bunch of their legs and still live. And it's not a ship. It's not a ship of Theseus thing. They are still spiders. So it's fine to call this a barrel spider.
The spider of Theseus. Yeah.
We got an episode title, gamers. Well, we don't do those.
There we go.
We don't really do this.
In front of me, we've got some Ben and Jerry's cookie dough ice cream, by the way.
Can I get some of that?
You drink. Oh, here we go. Oh, I got a little bit of cookie dough.
That's
good.
Hot. Thanks, Nick.
This episode is sponsored by Ben and Jerry's.
Okay. It is not.
Hopefully Ben and Jerry's. Has Ben and Jerry's been canceled? There's like a non-zero
chance.
No,
they're fine.
I believe they're pretty...
They just don't...
Liberal? They're liberals. They're notable liberals.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Benjamin and Jerry are very progressive.
Well, I didn't say that. I think they are,
I mean, six...
They
six
are Hollywood
progressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a far break.
Okay, as a grunt enemy that you beat up while you're fighting, like, the pot spider and all that stuff, I think the barrel spider is totally fine. There's room for... just a weird little freaky dude like this who's hiding.
And we cut the pot spider, and I think the barrel spider's better.
Yeah, I agree.
How many of these do you fight? Like, is it a regular... Does it get annoying? Like, annoyingly frequent, or...?
We'll mention when there are... yes, it gets annoyingly frequent. We'll mention when we're talking about a boss or even a rare grunt. These are all... Anything else is just a normal grunt. You will fight a ton of barrel spiders.
Mm.
Primarily in Monster, but also throughout the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Is its AI, its behavior, like, complicated? Or
It charges it, like, you and tries to blow up, usually.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so solved. Gotcha.
I will say, compared to the pot spider, I still am on board for keeping it over the pot spider, but the pot spider does have the benefit of the hit sound of the pot spider is this great, like, plunk, plunk sound, because you're, like, hitting a ceramic jar,
yeah.
It sounds really good.
Does it sound like you hit a barrel when you hit the barrel spider?
Yeah, relatively. Which doesn't sound that interesting.
The reverberation is very damped.
Especially a cartoon barrel. Well, it sounds like we're keeping the barrel spider, and I would feel comfortable moving on to the search ghost.
That sounds like a fake name. In a bad way.
Welcome to Kingdom Hearts.
Nick, is there a way I can show you this?
Wait, who?
Can I show you this?
If you share your screen, I can look at my phone. I'm not yet driving.
Oh.
Who made,
who made Kingdom Hearts?
Why do I feel like it's Konami made Kingdom
Square
Hearts?
Enix. Yeah. Square Enix. That's why it has Cloud Strife in it.
Ah, okay.
And
I didn't know
Sephiroth.
Was it Soul Calibur?
Hence the famous phrase, Sora, it's Sephiroth.
I'm tuning in now. Oh, that's spooky. That's too spooky.
Like the spooky aspect of it. I like his little purple shirt. I think a great aspect, an underappreciated aspect of the search ghost is the springy middle. That's fantastic.
And it really shows up when you hit them. Their body sort of moves in a weird way when you whack them.
Yeah.
You're using a blunt instrument on a spring.
Yeah, blunt instrument. Hell yeah.
I also like that they'll do attacks with their hands that show off the fact that they basically have Rayman hands, right? There's no wrist there. There's just a pair of gloves that sort of swirl around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very fun.
The design note on the wiki. Search ghosts are well designed for their appearances in areas where a spooky atmosphere is required.
isn't it true?
A spooky atmosphere is required is such a good phrase.
Suggestion.
We've got the heartless jagged jawline. We've got the heartless logo. They're distinctly heartless, but they are also giving Nightmare Before Christmas vibes.
Mm-hmm. It's weird that they show up in Monstro first. Sure. I feel like they should show up in Nightmare Before Christmas and in Halloween Town first.
I think the problem that's true. And they do add detail to them in Halloween Town. But this is what they look like in Halloween Town. They get ghosty.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Burton film? Of the name?
Yeah.
Halloween Town?
No, not
Halloween. Is the Tim Burton universe in the Kingdom Hearts?
The Nightmare Before Christmas
cinematic?
Is in Kingdom Hearts, and that's a Tim Burton film, so yes.
Okay. Oh, this makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. It's a Disney movie, so.
I was just going to say that there is, like, no material for them to pull from for Monstro. Pinocchio, there aren't, like, a bunch of funny creatures that Pinocchio fights in Monstro. So they have to be a little creative and weird with the Monstro monsters.
True.
Monstro.
Monstros.
It's good ice cream.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. The Search Ghost has a final mix variant that's much more Halloween-y.
But also, like, this weird, like, lavender and pink and, like, neon yellow ghost trail. Yeah. I think it doesn't come together in the way the original does.
It's a little too colorful. Too many varieties of colors. Especially, like, the green tail, too. It's like, what?
Yeah,
what
are you doing? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Doing it.
And the eye popping out. That's, like, creepy, but in a, like, like, in a kid's way. Kids movie way.
I mean, yeah, instead of having a vein, you just see a little chain, and you're like, oh, right, this isn't, like, a person's eye popping out. This is, like, a doll that's coming apart.
Totally, totally. Well said. It's slow. It can warp out of harm's way and absorb enemy health. And they do the search. Oh. They do that thing with the searchlight where they aim a searchlight at you. And they only attack when someone steps into a searchlight. So it's like a boo. Kind of.
Huh.
Yeah, kind
of. Is it like Luigi's Mansion, but it's Luigi, having never played either of these games?
I've never played Luigi's Mansion.
What the fuck does that mean? Yeah, but... It's like Luigi?
Luigi's Mansion, sorry.
Right.
But doesn't Luigi have like a light in order to capture a ghost?
Yeah, he has a flashlight and a vacuum.
Oh, you're saying, is it like Sora has... Luigi's Mansion? Okay.
I see. Yeah. Sora has a sword? And he hits him with the sword.
I meant the search ghost. Does the search ghost work? It's like searching.
Can I ask your question for you, Nick? Because you're asking it weirdly.
Please do, absolutely.
Does the search ghost's light mechanism work the same way that Luigi's does in the video game Luigi's Mansion?
Like it sucks your health or something?
No, it has absolutely no special mechanics whatsoever. It is just a pinata you smash until the experience comes out.
That's what they called me in high school.
That whole sentence?
Yeah, it's weird. I know.
It's really strange, but...
Well, strange, but true.
Keeper.
It's more likely than you think.
Search Ghost is a keeper.
Absolutely. Sachi Ghosto. Oh, Search Ghost. Most of the Romaji... I mean, that's how Romaji works, is
yeah. Just,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
It just goes.
You're like a burger, or in Japanese, what they would call a baga. And you're like, hang on.
Oh, I love this next one very much.
Do you? Okay. It's the rare truffle time. It's time to get rare.
I guess we haven't seen truffles in a minute, but maybe if I had... It's been like since March or whatever we did the last one. I guess it's just been a while. But I love Vivi. It's Vivi FF9.
I feel like the design is a little uninspired.
Well, it's a little dude. What do you want?
What? Okay, have we... We covered the white mushroom, which is a homie, right? Yeah. Rare truffle, so for Nick, who's catching up on this, and for any listener who doesn't recall, because it's been a while, these are both sort of special rare puzzle enemies. Uh-huh. The white mushroom is an enemy who has a couple of different animations that will tell you what spell it wants you to cast, and if you successfully get the spell right a number of times, you get special rewards. So it'll like fan itself and it's miming basically cast Blizzard on me for cold, or stuff like that, or it'll float and it's like cast gravity, bring me back down to the ground. And rare truffle is the physical equivalent, where basically it just wants you to juggle it, but juggles feel bad in this game.
They get better. Mm. They get better in later game. Two especially.
I was to say.
Two especially brings the juggle like into the primary method of combat. But in KH1, jumping sucks a lot, and bouncing enemies is like you can tell that they wanted to do it, but this is not Devil May Cry. It's not a game that does well juggling.
It ends up being like mechanically what the player is doing ends up being like bomb jumping in Metroid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like A, wait, but like very specific timing, and if you fuck up, it ends, and you have to do it 100 times in a row to get the best reward.
And it's not fun.
No.
Or what, what the wiki recommends is get one that's in a solo spawn, like in Hercules Coliseum, use arrow on it, and then just repeat.
Oh.
Just arrow. Oh, yeah. Arrow's an arrow. That makes sense. Spell. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Arrow. And what about stone 2?
There is no stone in this game.
Oh, okay.
Goofy may be stoned for the entirety of the game, but there is no Stone 2 Halation.
They'll pay for this.
It's me.
I am referencing a moment where I'm referencing a moment in Kingdom Hearts 2 where Goofy is hit in the head with a rock, and for about 30 seconds they pretend he's genuinely literally dead and they're going to avenge him. It's surreal.
We have to avenge Goofy.
I want to cut Rare Truffle.
Yeah, we have enough truffles.
Okay, cool.
You ever eat too much chocolate? No.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Hold on, I'm watching Goofy get killed. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. Bop!
Onward to the Parasite Cage.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh.
This is a boss. We're doing one of the rare boss ones. So this is the boss of Monstro, your first visit there. This is a big old heartless whose stomach is a mouth, and it locks Pinocchio in there, and you have to beat the shit out of it to get Pinocchio back.
There's a lot going on here.
Really? I mean, like, it's a big... It's a compared to a chocolate. You know, like a big... It's a boss compared to a rare spawn.
I mean, like, you design one. Yeah,
it's a pink, like, piranha plant with two piranha plant hands and a piranha plant mouth.
It's very gently eased angles on the teeth, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're more of a cage. Yeah. They're not meant to bite and break you. They're just meant to hold you.
And it does do the thing where, like, there are times when you can hit that mouth and do damage, but other times it's sort of like you bounce off like you're hitting jelly.
That's what that mouth do.
Yeah. Yeah, as they do say what that mouth do.
Nick is referring to the final mix Parasite Cage, which is so different. Let's
Are the teeth soft? Like, seems like foamy.
I mean, I would assume they're made out of a similar material to a whale, right? Where I would not say a whale is necessarily hard, but it also doesn't mean you can just push through them.
10-year-old right? Alan playing Kingdom Hearts 1 for the first time would never have thought that I would be on a podcast talking about the texture of a Parasite Cage's mouth. Like, this is a bespoke conversation.
I would have never imagined that I won the sweepstakes, or I was the ninth caller. How many callers did you, like, you know how radio stations, like, we'll take the ninth caller.
Yeah, we had eight.
I can only count up to six. Okay, it was eight. I was like, it was more than six, so I lost track.
Well, nine, and then it's the six upside down. That's why they did it. Nick, you should start calling yourself nine so you can be, like, the evil six.
Oh, and then we'll be 69.
Okay, never mind. The bit has been ruined, corrupted by horny.
Why was seven afraid of eight?
Why?
Because 8, 9, 10.
I've literally told this joke before. Air quotes joke. Anyway, we should cut the Parasite Cage. It sucks.
Why?
Wow.
Tell me why.
Yeah.
Because it's not very good.
Okay.
I think it looks kind of dumb, and its boss its boss fight is bad.
The Parasite Cage is quite the gourmand. It needs anything in its path. Pinocchio figured out how to escape Monstro after getting gobbled up by it.
Mm-hmm.
And in Reverse Rebirth, it appeared before Riku as a token of the indelible darkness in his heart. That feeling when the indelible darkness in your heart is a big pink piranha plant. I hate that feeling.
That's pretty messed up.
Oof. That's a real...
This is such a reach. It's the way my brain works. The fact that the evil in Riku's heart is a big, funny, pink monster, and people still think he's straight, and he's like, no, I have to suppress the evil thoughts, and it's like a cute pink friend. Can't tell me that boy's straight. sure, we can cut Parasite Cage if that makes you happy.
Wow.
There are better bosses.
By the way, speaking of cutting things, just a quick update on Too Hot to Handle. Creed was just eliminated because he was playing two girls at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And Lana gave him a chance to be honest, and he did not take it.
Oh.
So we're not going to be keeping Creed.
Okay.
Did they make a shit? Is Too Hot to Handle based on the contest from Seinfeld? Like the episode where they don't masturbate.
What is the contest from Seinfeld? Oh, wait, that's what it's explain.
There's an episode of a very famous episode of Seinfeld from season 4 called The Contest, where a bunch of them all of them have a contest to determine who can go the longest time without masturbating. It's a controversial episode because the executives thought that word was inappropriate, so they never say the word. They use euphemisms.
No, I did. That's hilarious that it's a
so they made a reality show like, out of not jerking.
It's like you take two, like a dozen, like beautiful, you know, nymphomaniacs and like surprisingly put them in a $1 million villa for like a week or two. 2 weeks,
and then
you say that, you know, they can't do anything,
and then Six is just
and
there
if they
in
don't
the back.
Do anything, they win money.
Six, yeah, Six is just building yeah, Gunpla for the whole the season. They're like, I don't. Aren't you horny? Don't you want to yes. fuck? And they're like, I'm making an RX-78. What the fuck do you want?
Exactly.
The VGC is new and it's MG. He's literally building a fucking Gunpla. Right, put that shit down. We're back.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is a very serious show. I turned my flashlight on. Oh, boy.
I wish Nick would...
Okay, it's off now.
Nick should pick up his Gunpla and actually finally build it. And Six should put...
I should. I do want to. Yeah. I get knocked down, but I
get up. You can do it while watching Love is Stinky, whatever that show is called that you just said 2 seconds ago. Love is Stinky.
Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, build Gunpla while watching Too Hot to Handle. Uh-huh.
Or playing Kingdom Hearts. It has cutscenes.
Well,
they can be long.
Can you imagine Nick getting into Kingdom Hearts? He could.
How is the story, like, overall, you know, as a unit?
It's very melodramatic. It's occasionally hard to follow. There's a lot of proper nouns, but if you care enough about it, it can be kind of emotionally investing.
I mean, it does sound up my alley, genuinely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From this description.
I think it is.
It's also... Well,
is it anything like Drakengard?
Just like Drakengard.
It's melodramatic like Drakengard. It's not violent, though. It's technically a kid's game.
Music isn't as good.
What the... Oh. Six is
next up is the Sea Neon. It's a jellyfish.
What the fuck are these legs?
Those are not legs. Those are tentacles. It's a jellyfish.
Okay.
The old jellyfish.
Usually with at least one sheltering zone nearby. Oh, is that another? Oh, a big.
It's a big jellyfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one that splits into three. It's using the exact same model.
And they have two big jellyfish tentacles that they can walk on. That's kind of a cool detail.
Can they? They usually swim around, I think.
Oh.
Because they only spawn underwater.
Oh. That allow them to deal a large amount of damage during their twist attacks. Oh, they like spin around and hit you with those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a Beyblade?
Very much
just
like
a Beyblade, Nick. I feel like we have a child
gotcha.
On.
They
this is like it. This is the podcast mm-hmm. equivalent of giving your cousin the like controller and not plugging it in. Yeah, Nick, yeah.
That was very specific, cousin, you know. Yeah. I feel like that's normally like a sibling thing, but I feel like there's a very specific.
Well, with sibling, there are repercussions.
Knowledge. That's true.
Whereas there
we
aren't.
Should cut the Sea Neon and the sheltering zone.
Oh, did we have them both on here?
Yeah.
They are the same design. If this one is bigger. Yes, we should probably. This
They're
is
both
stupid.
Terrible.
They look stupid.
Both just dumb, boring. This is the thing, is Kingdom Hearts can be very lazy. And then it can give you stuff like the Screwdiver, which is cool.
Screwdiver.
This is like like a scuba swimmer with a trident and a torpedo head. This thing rules.
Oh.
Does the thing actually spin in the back? Does that like help it out?
I think it does.
The propeller?
I'm not positive. That might be too advanced for the PlayStation 2.
That's true.
Not like they couldn't do it, but like they wouldn't want to spare the resources, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Violent tendencies.
No, it's okay. It says the fins at the back of their helmets that serve as a three-bladed propeller are quite useful, allowing them to charge through the sea at great force of speed. Okay, they probably use it for specific moves.
Also, they're usually attached to Aqua Tanks. So they are like, this is like the torpedo on the side of the submarine, but they made it a person.
Mm-hmm.
On the side of a submarine,
or on the bottom side? I don't know.
I mean, you're normally in submarines, torpedoes are inside the submarine and they're fired out of a bay or something. Yeah. But in this situation, that is not the case.
He caught me slipping. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is cool.
I was going to make a bay joke.
Looks like I know. That's why I did old bay. This is a nice design.
Oh, there we go.
Color. It looks like a Kamen Rider grunt villain or something.
They absorb lightning for a reason I don't understand.
Real torpedoes also do that.
Oh, okay.
Nature's
torpedo.
Mysterious.
Oh.
But the Aqua Tank, on the other hand, is nothing.
Yeah. Sorry, stop.
It's a mouth.
I'm like Replica Saiyanor because it came up on the wiki. Aqua.
We're gonna have to like redo. We'll put this episode out, but we're gonna have to like redo all these judgments because this is so worthless.
No, I'm focusing.
I'm trying to pull it up now. I've lost the visual.
The Aqua Tank.
That's fine.
This is the Aqua Tank. It's.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the that thing's nasty.
Fuck. What's the company that its little head thing reminds me of?
Fathead.
No. Never mind. I'm not going to spend 10 minutes Googling. It looks like a company's logo. Is it big? Is it like huge? Immense.
It's pretty big. Immense. I mean, like three of those screwdivers right on the bottom of this guy.
And this is in Atlantica?
Yes.
I thought it was Aquatica. Do you... Oh, in KH1, you do fight in Atlantica, and then in 2, it's just a minigame, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And it sucks, because swimming in the game is not that good.
Siri, please insert Swim This Way. Swim this way, we'll dance and we'll play. It's very easy, come on, just take a touch and shake of me. Let the music move you, you can do it! Thank you.
Swim This Way.
Or Dire Dire Docks.
Swim This Way.
Well, Swim This Way is from Kingdom Hearts 2. It's the one of the songs you play.
Yeah.
Would it work as a mashup?
It might.
Very
I don't
different
know,
genres, but you could probably do
I
it.
I don't know the BPM well enough, but you might be able to make you might be able to make Swim This Way a banger.
Gotcha. Bangers per minute.
Oh, Dump Aqua Tank, Keep Screwdriver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No contest.
This is like what's that Pokemon that's on the other Pokemon? Remoraid not Remoraid and Noctillery.
Oh, and Mantine. Yes. I know because I was like, I always make a Deus Ex Mantine.
I had it in my head. I'm so glad you also thought of it. Wow. We're out of Atlantica. We survived.
Yes.
Welcome to Halloween Town. This is Halloween.
Now it's time for a definitive Halloween Town design, the White Knight.
Not that White Knight. W-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those fingers.
Yeah.
The phalanges on this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is basically a tall, lanky mummy with big, long fingered hands.
One eye.
Uh-huh. And like a rib cage wrapped around its torso.
That's how rib cages tend to work, but
no, they tend to be your torso, not wrapped around your torso, unless you wear your bones on the outside, Nicholas.
No, see some of the okay. some of them look more natural, but
if you're gonna smart ass me, I'm gonna dunk you back.
I'm taking one glance. I feel like it's just, there's nothing, it's like it's empty, but like the rib cage is in a natural position for the unimummy. The side mummy.
It's a white knight.
Cyclummy. White knight.
Or in Japanese. White on night.
The final mix colors are bad, as is very often the case.
Yeah.
Just saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm. I like the concept art. I like how it looks kind of scared and irregular. Like, I can't. Like, it can barely stand
the angle
up. It doesn't stand up straight.
Those joints. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're
like,
also...
And it's wrappings.
They're like, four grunts. They are kind of obnoxious to fight because they, like, leap around and do these, like, slashes that, like, you, like, clash with your attack. So they are kind of annoying, actually, in a good way. Like, in a way they should be.
You need to guard it. Excuse me. You need to guard it and then hit it. So that it doesn't keep bouncing
back. You have to think.
This isn't like Monster Hunter where I can Google the fights and get like image video because these are grunts.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. I like to see them in action sometimes. And it's final mix color. It's not great, like you said. I actually would keep the White Knight.
Yeah, for sure. A winner.
It looks like it comes straight out. The best Disney World designed ones are the ones that you believe came only from that world. And this is definitely a Tim Burton-y creature. And there's only one other Halloween Town friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the gargoyle.
This, I feel like, hurt by how encounters work in Kingdom Hearts 1. In Kingdom Hearts 2, they do something about this, but not with the gargoyle. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But like in Kingdom Hearts 1, every enemy basically spawns because of either a cutscene, right? They show up in a cutscene, or they emerge out of like a spherical purple portal. And so the concept of a gargoyle as a monster, where you're like, that's some cool architecture. Oh no, is not here. I do love how much they look tokusatsu. They look like dudes wearing clothes. That is a gargoyle suit. Yeah. But at the same time, you can see shots of it like opening its mouth and like one, the top half of its mouth is not connected to the rest of the body.
His ass
is completely separate. And also, it's like, yeah, it's an empty suit. And that's kind of fun.
Suit of armor. You know what does the best suit of armor in fiction? The fucking Delicious in Dungeon? They explain why it's an empty suit of armor, because it's not empty. It's like bugs. It's so cool.
It's cool. Wow. Not my pick for favorite, but I understand. Yeah, I understand.
I like the creativity of it.
I actually my favorite is from Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh.
It's a Lingering Will, but maybe sure. We'll get there someday.
We'll get there in Lingering a million years.
Hype as shit.
best probably the best boss in all of Kingdom Hearts.
Have you ever been so mad that you got killed and then your armor kept fighting because it was imbued with how pissed you were? Like, that's rad.
That's really cool. This is the Lingering Will, Nick.
That's some Berserker shit.
Yeah.
Berserker?
What are we doing with the Gargoyle?
Oh, sorry.
I knew what you meant. I would definitely keep the Gargoyle. Love this guy.
Okay. All right.
Big mm-hmm. friendo.
Big.
Nick, do you want to try and pronounce the Romaji? It's probably too small for your phone.
Oh, let's see. Where is it? Can you highlight it?
I highlighted it.
Oh, it's the Gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
I don't like it. A gargoyle.
Okay, this next one is an interesting one, because I feel like it should be really boring, but there's some actually fun design here.
Put a picture up of a man.
Yes, this is the pirate.
Yeah, the pirate. Yeah.
And at first glance, you're like, okay, it's just a guy cut, right? But like, mm-hmm. his sword is like sad and has dizzy eyes, and he's got an eye patch, and there's a skull on his shoulder. There's a lot going on here.
So cool. This is the shit I would draw in my journal at like 8 years old. This guy fucking slaps.
His sword is like a shark with the light coloring here too, and like the shape of the scimitar-ish look.
The concept art. Not yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to bring. Oh, I didn't realize how my camera was.
Yeah, you pushed it really high up.
I had to move mm-hmm. it to the other monitor so I wasn't staring off frame all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this picture here, the concept art, I am sorry to point this out to all of us. They did give this heartless vagina bones.
Oh my god. Oh, in the concept art?
Enhance, Alan. Oh, wow.
It's just the... We're referring...
It's true.
Look up Pirate Kingdom Hearts concept art or go on the wiki. You'll find what we're talking about. It's got sewed-on pants around the crotch, and it looks like they're pulling a little bit. That's what Six is referring to. In the actual game, they don't look like that at all.
Right. No, it doesn't... In the actual game, it looks like they're... Yeah.
The one thing... I like the coloring on the concept art obviously more. I like the skeleton shoulders very, very much. And then in the actual game, they look less cool because they're not like black eyes.
There's not enough contrast. Yeah,
yeah, I think the texture work doesn't quite.
Is there like dynamic lighting in the game on the enemies?
I mean,
or...
it's a PS2 game.
I mean, it's a PS2 game. It doesn't even have normal mapping because PS2 was not capable. Mm. Well, you could sort of fake it to a certain degree. Faking. Right. That's the thing, is normal mapping is already faking of, you know, more advanced texture techniques. You might call it abnormal mapping.
Anyway. I was just going to say, I love listening to every Scanline podcast because there's a narrative arc. And literally a week ago on an episode, Six was like, what the fuck is normal mapping anyways? And they Googled it, and now they know, and they're over here explaining it to us. I love that storytelling. You got to listen to every Scanline show to get all of the lore. Especially because we embed Garnet Wager lore into everything mistake. Else. So.
Into everything, yeah.
That's true. This episode might be too much of a mess for that to happen, but otherwise. Okay.
I love it.
Let's also look at the air pirate.
Oh, we're moving on.
Oh, this sucks. I'm surprised.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool, and I don't think it is.
They, like, ran out of polygons, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's not doing anything. It's literally the pirate
He's just
with
got
wings.
A kite on his back. And like removing most of the cool elements of the pirate.
And wing is a very generous description.
Yeah, those are just mm-hmm. polygons. Mm-hmm. Nah. Yeah, I say keep pirate, cut air pirate.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like Gargoyle accomplishes what air pirate's trying to do, TBH.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. But they also, of course, need a place to sit, which is why the battleship exists. The first time I was playing Kingdom Hearts and just this like 7-foot long battleship started flying around the sky, I was like, what the fuck?
And that's a guy that's considered a heartless because it has a captain.
Uh-huh. It has like a wind-up doll looking guy.
Super dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get rid of it, then they don't have a car.
That's okay. They can, you know.
Can I get a spoonful of ice cream by chance?
Yeah, I'd love one.
Nice.
Oh, Nick is talking to the off.
Oh, no, there was no cookie dough in there.
His imaginary girlfriend who doesn't exist.
Oh, there we go.
Just kidding. I've met her. She's very nice. Yeah, this is so dumb. They made a fucking... I kind of like how dumb it is that they made a boat.
I like the final mix colors.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Does it fit the feeling of the dungeon?
This
or,
is
you know,
Neverland.
Area?
This is Peter Pan's Neverland.
Yeah, it kind of, if there was a place for this to appear, Neverland makes sense. However, I don't want to like, Kingdom Hearts 4 is going to come out, and there's going to be a world for cars, and you're going to have to fight heartless cars, and I think that fucking sucks.
It's a bit of a Mario Odyssey situation.
And that it sucks? Sure.
Oof.
I don't know. Does Mario Odyssey like have a real? I haven't played the game, so like
you would love
bad.
It. You'd love it.
Yeah, you would love it because I hate it.
I guess you hate it. That's how it works.
We should cut the battleship.
Fine. It reminds me of Puzzle Pirates. That's why I like it. Did either of y'all play Puzzle Pirates?
No. Refresh my memory.
It was a browser MMO where you played like Tetris and interacted with people in a social chat room. It had a very distinctive round face art style.
Yeah, this art style does definitely resemble this. I see what you're saying.
That's all. I never really got into it because I think you had to pay money to like do anything cool, but I remember wanting
very,
to play
very RuneScape in that way.
Yeah. Right. And yet I played hundreds of hours of RuneScape, even though I never paid a cent for it.
I don't know. I kind of like it too, Alan, but...
Aw. Thanks, Nick.
But we
sometimes you have to kill the things you love.
Like that's true. Like the boss of Neverland. Oh, my God.
Oh, do you not remember the Phantom?
Ooh.
Now, give yourself a little treat. Click on the final mix version and look at that texture work.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Wild.
The regular version is like mostly like dark gray, black with like a little bit of blue near the bottom of the coat.
Sure.
The final mix version is white with like this swirling, creeping darkness effect like it's a chocolate vanilla swirl ice cream creeping in from the sleeves, and it looks so cool.
Fuck, stop talking about ice cream.
It can't look like that in game.
Where can I get ice cream nearby? Ice cream.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a milkshake after this.
Yeah, I'd love
a straight up milkshake. Damn.
I mean, I want to get a malt. I love malts.
A malt? I haven't had a malt in a while, but I remember not liking it a long time ago.
I mean, sure, because I like it.
Right. You know, that makes
sense.
When
does the gelato place close? They close at 11. Let's go. We're getting gelato tonight, gamers. Oh, I'm so happy.
Hell
they're
yeah.
So close. That's
nice.
Like a 5-minute walk. I can do it. All right.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
I feel like the final mix colors turn me from a no to a yes.
One of the most powerful heartless
like
bosses
the
in the series.
Is very nice.
What?
Oh. I mean, it does
the
have
original
a...
is like, it, you know, it, if you have a limited palette and, you know, resolution, I feel like it does a lot.
Oh my God, Six, look at the...
I mean, it's a spooky cloak. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go down and look at the concept art, Six.
Yeah, I know. That's that appears.
Okay,
when
that's a no, Alan.
That's a cut. That's a that's inappropriate. You're showing me something lewd, and I don't want to see it. For the listener, the Phantom show is like in the concept art reveals in its sort of crotch area a big pulsating heart orb, and it looks like it's presenting it to you, like, "Hey, you want this?" And that's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too. The aspect ratio just doesn't work.
Yeah, but no, I think. Wait, can we say like keep shiny, keep final mix?
I mean, sure, it's our show. We can say whatever we want.
Oh, I love your shirt, Six.
We do.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
I can't stop grinning. yeah, we're definitely
from the ice cream.
I didn't have any yet. Scare
from the idea.
Yeah, the concept. The concept of ice cream.
The concept of ice cream.
Understand the concept
understand,
of ice cream.
Understand the con. Should play Jet Set Radio. Get that joke.
Next up we have the Dark Ball. This is one of the like classics, and I say that, and you know, like
classic pejorative.
Like how there are classic books, right, where it's like I don't necessarily think they're good, but they are classic.
I love that for Halloween Town they just made it gray. It's already creepy, but they were like, well, it has to have a variant.
They removed the contrast. Mm-hmm.
It's the bomb. Mm-hmm. It's the Kingdom Hearts equivalent of the bomb.
It's a good... Okay, they make the comparison on the wiki. I was going to like, that's a good pull out. Oh, you stole it. Well.
Damn it.
I do like they have one move where they just sort of like bounce around in place really fast. And it like sucks.
Yeah.
Because they just sort of they go like zuh, 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 and if they touch you, you take damage.
What's the noise they make?
Zuh, 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 zuh.
Za 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 za
Okay. I mean this is a class. I don't know, what do you think?
So does it actually explode or what does it accomplish?
No.
Okay, never mind.
It tries to bite you and it whacks you with its body.
No, it's not good enough.
And I think it can teleport.
Alan is now looking at Berserk art, by the way.
I am not. I am looking at the Dark Ball.
Union X.
Union Cross. You fucking heathen.
Disgusting.
I figured it would be like some Greek letter thing that I couldn't quite
it
see.
Is.
Well,
it is.
Eventually, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
well,
it is.
Actually.
Nick, let us Kai be annoying about this one thing. This is one of the only franchises that Six and I
You're annoying about everything. Let us be annoying about one thing.
Gen. Is Nick a classic degen? Do we consider that?
I don't know that term.
It's short for degenerate. Is Nick
wait, but what does
like
I feel
gremlin,
like the only degenerate
like
I know like
don't say gen.
Ultra...
oh my god, the face that Six made. Stitches.
I mean, it's my answer, right? If you say degenerate, I'm like, well, the only one I really hang out with is Jen. I don't think Nick is a degenerate. I think he's just a twerp.
Degenerate, definition, having lost the physical...
I'm ungenerate?
Mm-hmm. Evidence of decline, lacking some property of structure previously or usually present. An immoral or corrupt person. That's the definition.
Yeah, I guess I'm mostly going for that last bit. Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. Degenerate also means like someone or something that has lost something.
What?
Yeah.
Damn. I guess I'm a degenerate.
You're left degenerate. You're left degenerous.
Alan That's degenerate. Has anybody made this joke before? This is incredible.
I know they have, but you said it sounded like you said Alan, like it was a two Alan, stage, Alan. And I was like, all right, good
Alan
work.
Alan degenerate. The Smash Brothers.
I mean, listen, Alan degenerate would be a good like. Garnet Wager character.
Garnet Wager character, exactly.
We should move on, however, to the Defender.
The Defender.
He bite.
Oh.
He's got a shield that's basically a Doberman that bites you and shoots
it's
fireballs.
It's like that one Yu-Gi-Oh card. Yu-Gi-Oh card shield guy. Yeah, big
Destroy
shield, big shield Gardner.
Big Shield Gardner. These are both very...
The Gardner wager. So Big Shield Gardner is a Yu-Gi-Oh card that has a big shield, obviously. But what's funny is that the shield doesn't cover his head. Like, it doesn't cover his face. Obviously, so he can...
When a spell card is activated that targets this face-down card and no other cards, quick effect, change this card to face-up defense position. And if you do, merge the negate the activation. If this card is attacked, change it to attack position at the end of the damage step. Is that... None of that makes any sense besides, like, the face-down or face-up.
It makes sense. You just don't know Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay. Rules.
The attack step.
It's like a trick card. Like, if you hit it and it's in defense mode, it's face-down, and it's like, oh, fuck you. The thing you were going to do to me no longer happens.
One of the key mechanics of Yu-Gi-Oh! Is you can play cards upside down. And when they are
face down,
as you know, it's like
it's upside down. That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
What if I get really into Yu-Gi-Oh, but I always say instead of face down, upside down? I place this card in defense mode upside down. What? Okay. No. So I'm gonna. You know how people did like Yu-Gi-Oh abridged or whatever?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm gonna do that, but the only thing I'm gonna change is when they say face down, I'm gonna put in Emma saying.
Upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Upside down position.
Burger. The Defender.
I'm going to undergo a 700-hour project because my friend Six misspoke once.
I feel like it's not a misspeak. It is accurate.
Yeah, right? Language versus assumptions.
It's not. It's technically correct, but most people in this context would think of upside down meaning rotated. I can't do an audio demonstration, but it's like taking it from here to here instead of flipping it over.
Relevant. What would upside down audio be?
I think you just use the invert tool.
Oh, but it's. I feel like it's not reverse. Like, you could.
Oh, that's not what invert does. That's not what invert does.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. No. It's actually invert. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Invert just makes everything sound really bad, and I don't know why you would do it. Probably just, you know, people.
Alan, by the way, I just glanced at my phone, looking at my LinkedIn
page. I'm looking at the wiki page for Defender Enemy. You keep making these things up about me. One of the Hollow Bastion Heartless. This defender is essentially a goofy themed enemy and a counterpart to the wizard. Wizard.
Damn, I never put that together.
Yeah, the wizard is Donald. Because
the wizard is supposed to be. Yeah, okay.
Bing bong. I also Bing never bong. Put that together.
Bing bong.
Rather simple, but
yeah,
fun.
Reasonably fun to fight of this style of design, right? Because ultimately, mechanically, it's very similar to like the large body or fat bandit.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can't hit it from the front.
But instead of a fat joke, it's just
A dude with a shield.
Yeah.
Rip boy.
Mm-hmm. Big line.
It's true. If you poke my big belly, that it won't hurt as much as if you poked like my arms or legs. But that doesn't mean that I have like invincible armor pen down there. That's not.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, I just want people to know. I put that on my dating profile as well, just to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. What about your LinkedIn?
What about it, Nick? I was looking at the wiki. I don't know where you're getting this link. Talk about LinkedIn.
Sorry.
I'm
Jelly Roll.
I'm John to keep Defender.
Okay.
We're keeping Defender. Okay. Is Wizard next, I'm assuming?
Wyvern and then Wizard. But we can do Wizard next because this order is kind of arbitrary. So.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizard rules. Also a dickhead, I will say.
Why?
Like Donald. Wizard is very annoying to fight because it has an invincible teleport that takes way too long. And also, they absorb all spells. And also, if they use lightning, they just stand there casting lightning and repel any physical attacks and just do it for like 10 straight seconds. They're very cool, but there are a lot of like obnoxious, untouchable phases during fighting a bunch of these grunts.
The wizard is Hatterene.
What?
Yeah, okay. And I don't think lanky enough, but I definitely see where you're coming from.
Yeah. But color-wise and vibe-wise,
mm-hmm.
The wizard from Kingdom Hearts like is very similar in vibe to the Pokemon Hatterene, Nick.
This
is the Pokemon Hatterene.
Anyway.
God, someone made a design of Hatterene without the hair. Ew! Ugh! Okay, I hate this. Yeah, this is a good wizard design. Like, for, like, a classic, you know, fantasy wizard, it looks like a chess
piece. This is very
like a chess piece, which
Final
is
Fantasy
great.
Black Mage.
Yeah, I think it does look very Final Fantasy Black Mage, but, like, I think, like, Alan's getting at, like, the jacket there gives it a very different vibe.
Yeah, it looks like a chess piece.
Mm-hmm.
You play the wizard. You play the defender.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was about to say, why doesn't Kingdom Hearts do more shit with chess, but... play Kingdom Hearts 3. It's so much chess. God damn it. Yeah, I'm totally fine with this. So this is just like a regular dude you encounter in Hollow Bastion, I guess?
Yeah.
I didn't finish Kingdom Hearts 1. Yeah, I got to the Maleficent fight and it was too hard and I gave up.
Oh, so that fight is pretty hard.
That's where I always stopped as a kid. I know we're kind of going quickly, but like I just like the wizard. I think it's good.
I mean, yeah.
It has a Halloween Town variant where it gets boring and spooky.
Yeah, no contrast.
Mm-hmm. And some more like tattered textures.
I like its. I like its. It's a key Kingdom Hearts key variant, the cartoony one. It reminds me of. Did you guys ever hear about Cartoon StarCraft? That's pretty cool.
We just discussed this the other.
I'm pretty sure this is how Nick knows or how Alan knows about.
That's correct. So, it's called bait, and Nick fell for it.
We are being mocked.
I'm telling you, it's like the Scanline multiverse. You need to integrate all the podcasts together. Let's reference something that can be like, you know, come up on the Garnet Wager later. We're solving a mystery.
I mean, we already did.
Meet.
Okay.
Alan Degenerate.
Yeah. Yeah. The character will definitely pop up. Next up, we got the Wyvern.
I don't know why. Vern.
Wyvern.
Ooh! As far as designs of classic, you know, like the Wyvern as... So this is going by the definition of a Wyvern is basically a dragon without arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or four claws, if you prefer. For that definition, I think this is a pretty cool looking design.
Solid Wyvern. Great final mix design. A plus across the board, you guys.
Okay, yeah. Looks pretty solid.
Could also
I love the like tattered wings too.
Yeah. Useless wiki page. I tried looking up what it's a reference to. Yeah, I didn't know that a wyvern is traditionally referred to. It's when you're referring to a dragon with no arms, but that's kind of cool.
I don't know how universal that definition is. I know it's true. It's true a lot in Final Fantasy and also in like a lot of D&D. But it's one of those ones where I never, like, I used to have very specific opinions about what sorcerer meant. And then I found out, like, oh no, this is just a word that people use. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, in defense of the ancients too, Winter Wyvern decidedly has wings.
Mm-hmm. And then they specifically, you know, they say she is a dragon.
Yeah.
So Wyvern there doesn't really seem to have any real meaning. Anyway, it's just a title of preference, I guess. Completely pedantic and irrelevant. We're keeping the Wyvern rules.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Now time for a classic fight, a great source of experience, the Behemoth. This is a boss.
Okay, Alan is now on Neopets.
No,
by
I'm
the way.
On. I was so looking for there. The. I have so many tabs open. I'm here. Neopets just came back, by the way, to hear. They're no longer like a weird crypto company. They're trying to be Neopets again.
Oh, wow. Should we get into Neopets? Let's
try it. There's games. They're not all the games. They're trying to bring all the pages back to life now that Flash is dead. They haven't brought all of them back, but yes, Neopets is back. Behemoth.
What if your horns were in the wrong place?
Yeah, is this horny?
I know there may be, you could say tusks, but they're still curving the wrong way.
This looks like a spore creature that I fucked up.
It does.
Like I dragged the horns wrong. I was like, oh, whoops, hold on, let me hit undo.
Yeah.
Click over to the final mix and see it become a bad Digimon design you forgot about.
Wow. Oh. Too much color.
It's Picarumon.
It's so ripply and muscular in Union Cross. That's weird. Mix design sucks. Original is great. It's creepy, it's gross, it looks wrong. Final Fantasy, it's a classic Final Fantasy thing. Most of these Heartless that we're seeing, I guess because Hollow Bastion is more Final Fantasy-y, makes sense that the monsters from... Oh, Video Gallery, they do actually have the fight with the...
I mean, it doesn't really do very much. It shoots stuff from its horns, like you know, homing attacks, and it stomps around. That's pretty much it.
Oh, what is this? Oh, what?
Oh, that's fucking huge.
Oh, this is Recoded. I was like, why is there turn-based Kingdom Hearts? Oh, this is what this is the gameplay of Recoded? It's like a turn-based
final. Weird. I was going to say, I thought there was an action RPG.
Yeah, this is not. This is a like one of the, I guess, spin-offs. The other thing about Kingdom Hearts that's annoying, but it's no longer as annoying, is that all of the spin-offs are completely canon, so you have to play everything to get everything. Well, they're almost all six. You can correct me if you want.
I mean, I just think don't play some.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the way they get around that now is just play like the PS4, PS5 release that has the stuff that you need.
And also, just who fucking cares? By the point, all that story matters. The story has gotten so bad that you're better off not understanding what's happening.
Yeah, it collapses in on itself a little bit. So yeah, definitely based on Behemoths from Final Fantasy.
I would not keep this, but I don't feel strongly.
It just is that, though. And there are cooler behemoths in Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling through some Final Fantasy behemoths right now. I like the ones with hair. Like the Crisis Core behemoth looks good. FF7 G-Bike. Nice. Even the one in Remake is pretty neat. In 7 Remake.
Yeah.
It's got like the blind eyes or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That looks like a Monster Hunter thing.
Yeah.
I believe it has been in Monster Hunter.
Is that the one that was in? Yeah, it was in Monster Hunter World. That's correct. This is the second time we're covering the behemoth on the quorum. yeah, the in Kingdom Hearts, It's much simpler. It's kind of like the Junior, like the Nick Junior or the Muppet Babies version. And I'm not.
And I just don't think it works as well.
I agree.
In fact, I'm going to predict that of what's left, we're going to keep one of the last four. Of the last five, really, because of Behemoth. But the four we haven't talked about. The one we're going to keep is the next one. The Invisible.
Oh, holy shit. What is going on with the sword?
What? Yeah, it's like scallops.
Yeah, so these guys are... They will, of course, attack with the sword. They fly around. They do a thing where they stab their sword into the ground and then turn into like a flame ring that appears around you and slowly closes in. Mm-hmm. They're cool.
Yeah.
This is so cool. It's like the first guy, but if they made it a normal enemy.
It's like the Diabolos or whatever from the Void, the Final Fantasy 14.
Sure. Yes. I can definitely
see that. But he's got hearts because he's in a kingdom of it.
Very well. He's the state of hearts, the part where heartless have a huge hole in the chest shaped like a heart to indicate the fact that they do in fact have a heart is the part where you're like, guys,
bruh,
you know, the opposite. Yeah.
Oh, it even says scallop on the wiki. It refers to the weapon as scallop. Good job.
Oh, okay. So there's a special one in 358 over 2 days. There's a boss version.
Alan's now looking at scalloped potatoes.
358 days over two.
Here's what the special one looks like. I think it looks kind of cool. This is Orcus.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, that looks great. It looks like Aku from Samurai Jack.
Yeah, love that. Show? Wait, you guys... Love that show.
Oh, you can't cover that. You super can't cover that, but it's a show. I'm not promoting it.
I'm mentioning it in a non-promotional context, I promise. Yeah. Keep the invisible.
Absolutely. Is this a boss?
No. No. You will fight like five of these things at a time.
Weird and cool. Oh, wow. Launches an all-out attack on its HP. So yeah, very cool. I've learned everything I want to learn about the invisible, and I know I love it.
What do you want to learn about the Angel Star?
It sounds like something from Outlaw Star. Oh,
yeah.
It's in a jar.
I want to learn how to make it leave.
Rugamesh, Angel Star. It's in a jar.
What's wrong with this guy?
It's a light bulb with angel wings. It's nothing.
You, my friend, are nothing. Fine boom noise. It's fine. I like that the jar contains like a little electrical wire.
Yeah, it does have that little
some rings with contrast. Yeah, actually, now that I look at the filament, it's pretty stupid. Uh-huh. Huh?
The final mix is a little better, a little more colorful.
It turns it to more of a bluish white in a way. It's like, oh, they discovered halogen. Cool. I don't know. I don't like the Angel Star. It's got the, like, I feel like if it wasn't doing the light bulb thing, I would like it better because it's like, it's from the last area in the game. And it's like this weird, like, spooky angel thing. But it's like, it's a heavenly light bulb. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's stupid.
All right.
Yeah, no. Why is it a light bulb? Is it like Pokemon where they just like make inanimate objects and monsters?
Light, darkness.
I mean, it is like Pokemon in that they do that sometimes, but like, you know.
Okay. It's just like, why is it a light bulb? You know, like the object.
I think Alan is onto it in that it is supposed to be like a sort of like the ironic, like
light.
A creature of darkness themed after light thing.
Uh-huh.
But
it's a classic Kingdom Hearts drinking game. If you drink every time someone says the word darkness, you'll be dead in about 20 minutes.
Even in combat.
So your money back.
Yeah.
Even and then our last regular enemy for Kingdom Hearts 1, we have a boss after this, but we have the Bit Sniper.
Bito Sniper.
This is only, I think, from
Final Battle.
The final boss fight. This is grunts that appear in the final boss fight.
I can't believe someone made this into a wiki page. What the fuck?
Yeah, they shoot little lasers.
The ads that appear during the final boss got their own wiki page.
Dedication.
Do they snipe your bits?
They are. So they're they funnels. Snipe. Yeah, or bits.
Or bits, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their name at least is purely, I think, a Gundam reference, like genuinely.
Mm. Bit Control System. Gundam Wiki.
You've seen bits.
Yeah, funnels.
Yeah, funnels. Bits are ones that can be replenished. Mm. Funnels are disposable.
Right.
So, ironically, the new Gundam's fin funnels are bits.
Oh my god, you hit me with way too much jargon. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, understandable. The Kingdom Hearts people. Word. Sorry. The Gundam is light. Bit Sniper. I don't have a problem, but like, do
don't
we
click
this?
On Corona. Alan clicked on Corona. Can we take it to Corona Detmar?
No.
You don't have your soundboard.
You stinky man.
I don't.
You know what's... Sorry, I'll say it off air.
No.
Great.
Say it.
Great.
Six bleep it.
I just finished my Resident Evil 5 playthrough with friend of the podcast, Harry. The promise was that as soon as I finished it, that Nick was beholden to a full playthrough of Resident Evil 6 with me, which means that at least maybe once a week, once every other week, I have to get on a call with Nick. And I'm both excited and terrified.
How long ago... So Alan pinged me about this the other day, and I was like, okay, sure. I forgot
you agreed to this. You signed up for this, yeah.
Years ago?
No, months ago.
Yeah. Okay,
sounds
good.
RE6 with me.
I mean, years ago is also months
ago.
Yeah,
2020 was 57 years ago. Bit Sniper is not I want to cut it. I want to destroy it.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Now, arguably... we could at this point add Ansem. However, I think the way we've been doing this is we don't include, like, people.
Yeah, the World of Chaos is just Ansem, isn't it?
Well, the World of Chaos is, like, the ship that Ansem rides.
Okay.
So
the wiki art is just so stretched. That's why I was laughing. The art on the Kingdom Hearts wiki is ruined. It's useless.
It's got a tail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
You go to space.
Tail stabilizer.
The end of Kingdom Hearts 1, you go to space.
Yeah, kind of. You certainly go to a space where you can, where there is no gravity.
Or yeah, it's a space-like environment.
That's at least the case.
Space-like.
This is what it looks like, Nick.
I don't know where to begin.
Over.
It's like
over
an attempt to make a. It's
from
like
the top.
A spaceship. It's like if someone. It's like, okay, a Final Fantasy designer. Tried to make a Zerg battleship, but friendlier. Not friendly, but not like super creepy. Still creepy, but
those gold rings at the top. I don't know. Some just makes
that's
it
like,
feel
it's
weird.
Like
it makes it feel unreal.
He's trying to be like Koopa.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just they just want to express their affection. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Oh my god.
And they liked it. They put two on
this
it.
See, watching this fight is so funny to me that like this is the end of a kid's game. You go to space and fight a shirtless man who's attached to a battleship demon. Like, what's... My brain cannot comprehend this.
And he's got little jiggly bits on him that you have to kill, I guess?
He's got weak spots for massive damage. Yeah, that's a classic Kingdom Hearts thing. And video games thing. Heard you were talking... Six just posted this and said, heard you were talking shit.
Just the big mouth on the front.
Yeah.
It's the great face.
This is so weird. I like it for its weirdness. I like it when Kingdom Hearts gets this fucking goofy.
Yeah. It's strange in a way that, like, after this, Kingdom Hearts mostly ceases to be. Right? Like, the final fight of Kingdom Hearts 2 is just against a dude, and he doesn't transform into fucked up form mostly. He just shoots a lot of lasers at you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Hmm.
I gotta Google this to make sure I'm right about this, because if
the Kingdom Hearts
Xemnas turns,
you just like run around. Yeah. You go around the big white space and you bounce again against him. Xemnas fight cage. What? Oh my god, Six! We gotta play Kingdom Hearts 2. We gotta play Kingdom Hearts. I forgot that there is also a battleship in that game. What?
It's a Mega Gundam.
Post.
It's the first Gundam end thing. It's a giant spaceship with a torso. That's also a wyvern dragon.
What the
I don't
fuck
remember
am I looking
this.
At?
Is this real?
No.
I just remember doing a part where you fight Zemnis, and it's like kind of fun.
You know, I do remember there being something with like
what
you shooting lasers with Riku. So I guess I sort of remember this.
Yeah, this.
Okay, well, listen.
The very end of this video is what I remember.
I guess this is a tradition.
Yeah. Exactly. No, what I remember is the very, very, very end of the fight where it's just
where he gets the white and black and he's, you know, holding lightsabers and shit.
Yes,
yeah.
This is, yeah, classic. Mm. But, yeah, I guess they established their tradition.
He busts out Senran Zakura Kageyoshi, you know, all that shit.
All that shit. In KH1, you end by fighting a battleship and it's called World of Chaos and it's ridiculous and extra and I love it.
And don't worry, we'll get there very soon.
To the KH2 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Because that's the end of KH1.
When you walk away, you don't hear me say.
Me say.
Please. Oh, baby. Don't go.
Please.
Buckle me tight. Are we keeping the World of Chaos?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
It represents everything I like about.
Meat.
No, about yeah, about me. Done.
Just gonna take the wind out of the sails. Just take the air out of the room. Just do it. Bam.
No more. Take the meat out of the room.
Take the air out of the locker.
Take the meat out of my locker. Well, there's a lot of stuff in Kingdoms.
And really, you've just been mostly. I mean, you just got a brief preview, but we've all been doing. Mm-hmm. Just Heartless. Next time we will get to do Heartless and Nobodies. Eventually we'll get to add like Unversed.
Ugh.
And you know, we'll just keep adding shit.
Unversed?
Yeah.
Unversed. They are like, not educated. Right. Yes.
Oh.
Inexperience.
Sure. I see.
Oh, there's a fair amount of nobodies. Well, does covering the nobodies mean we have to do all of Organization 13?
As I say, I think we can cover them separately, but like we didn't do Ansem, for instance.
Yeah,
we're not doing people like that.
He's a heartless. That's weird. That becomes weird.
It does.
Can we do?
Should we have covered Sora?
Oh. No.
Can you cut Sora?
No, I would keep Sora.
Can I? Can I?
No, his pants.
This is my flea.
You know what got it for
his pants?
Sora has great pants, dude.
That's fair.
Look at those pants, buddy. You played Smash Brothers. Look at these pants.
Good look at those pants.
Yeah, look at those pants. Yeah, we'll do nobody's nominee or whatever. We're not gonna rate the humans. Anyways,
we might do it, but it'll be a bonus episode. We won't rate them in the same way we rate creatures.
Yeah, sure. I love it.
So. Maybe we'll come up with, we could pick Heartless to take their places, right? It's like, okay, if we were to make them more animal, in the spirit of, like, Jimmy Wah Buffett, what if you had, like, you know, Barrel Spider with a lightsaber and that's Zemnis?
Yeah. That's actually...
But, yeah.
What's Kyle Katarn?
That's really good.
Kyle.
I wonder if they're doing, are they doing more lightsaber, or are they doing, like, Ryoko from Tenchi Muyo? Anyway... We're taking it to the close here. First off, our very special guest, Nick. It's the plug zone.
Nick. Hey.
Do you have anything to say about that?
You can also not listen to Bottle Crow, which Six and I are going to go record now, too.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. I wish you guys would do a recursive podcast where you start a Bottle Crow at the end of a quorum.
Oh, just a double header?
Yeah, like you have two recording files. Quorum. So if you just want to listen to the Bottle Crow, you can listen to it. But if you want to listen to the Quorum, you're gonna be like, "There's like a third of a Bottle Crow episode."
I mean, if Nick was home, we would just do that. But Nick is not home.
It's
true. That's true.
Yeah,
Alan, where can people find you and your work?
Oh, I don't know. Six. Fuck. I'm at
Chats : a television pod. No, wait.
Chats : a podcast. We're just calling it Chats right now. We're doing some interesting pivots. This is usually my television podcast I do with my best friend Magellan. You can be found at chatspod.com. That's chatcpod, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Right now, we're doing some funky stuff. For our Sunday's episode, we are interviewing each other in the style of the YouTube show Hot Ones. We bought a bunch of hot sauces and burned our mouths in my bedroom and interviewed each other about personal life stuff. And
Dix, what would we do? That's that version.
like if we were forbidden from covering what we cover on Bottle Crow, if a union was like, you can't be stupid on a podcast.
I was talking about Hot One, but that's an idea too. A completely straight Bottle Crow, like a 2015 Bottle
Just
Crow.
Just talk about Proust.
That'd be so weird.
Swan's Way really was.
What's Proust? What are you talking about?
It's a author.
Okay.
I mean, we're reading Carmilla or what? Chameleon now or
Carmilla?
Carmilla. Mm-hmm. Carmilla. Have you read Carmilla before, by the
no,
way?
No, I have but I'm not. A queer person, so I know all the vampire stories that people like very much, and that's one of them.
Okay, this is... Okay. Okay.
What? Yeah. What? This is what?
I was mentioning Carmilla the other day, and then my girlfriend is like, oh, is that the lesbian vampire story? I'm like, spoilers. We just read chapter one, and I had no idea.
You read the part where a white lady came up and bit her in the boob, and you were like, I don't know what this is about. And I'm like, well, the vampire part feels pretty obvious to me.
It was like... described as like stabbed in the chest, like little teeth in the chest. I don't know.
Yeah, what could teeth in the chest mean?
Listen, I don't go around, you know, reading all the lesbian vampire stuff these days. So, but now I am. Can't wait.
I guess. All right. You can find me on Twitter at sixdetmar, sixdetmar. DMs are open for any questions, comments, you know, feedback, any of that stuff. You can also find that at that address on Co-host, where I do some stuff sometimes.
Co-host?
Yeah. I probably will stay on Twitter for the time being to some extent. I wanted to whittle it down, but then I figured out that I can't post videos of GBO2 gameplay on Co-host. And I was like, damn.
If you're up late tonight, I'll play GBO2 with you after Bottle Crow. Just saying.
All right.
Can I play it on PS5 with you?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Great.
You could probably play it while we're Bottle Crow.
I want to go. I need to go get ice cream. That won't take me an hour. I don't know. I haven't been to that gelato place in a while because they were closed for a few months due to remodels. But I'll see. I'll let you know what I get. I'll lunch and munch it for you.
No, please.
I'm so excited to cover the Dunkin' Spiked coffee for Bottle Crow, by the way. As soon as that comes out, you know it is in my Bostonian culture.
We got to find
it. It's spiked with alcohol, absolutely. Right? Yeah, we're not wasting our time. Is. Well, listen, they're selling it at their fucking place, so no, they don't have an alcohol license. They're not?
No, they're not. Okay. That. They're selling it at liquor stores.
I was like, when did they get a fucking alcohol license?
Correct. That'd be crazy.
What if you went to you drive through the Dunkin' Donuts and you're like, yeah, can I get a Pinot Noir? You want the like large or medium? And you're like, the custom? And you just hold out your thermos.
Oh my god.
Fill her up. All right. Well,
with the thermos thing, like it's got the straw on the bottom, like going through your sleeve to fill up like a giant 5-gallon thing in a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that's it for this episode of The Creature Quorum. We're leaving Kingdom Hearts behind
also,
for a bit.
By the way, we finished this season of Too Hot to Handle.
Congratulations.
I believe it was Nick and Jawa here went away with $89,000. So.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, spoilers for Too Hot to Handle.
Wow.
Well, until next time, folks.
This is a game for kids, so let's get a little fucked up.
What?
Peace.
Bye-bye.